From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Pope John Paul II lands in Cuba. CARICOM chairman prepares to announce elections audit team for Guyana. And Jamaica being used as a reform center for ill-disciplined U.S. youngsters. I am Keith Stonegraves, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. For the first time in the history of the Republic, the head of the Catholic Church has landed on Cuban soil. Pope John Paul II has just arrived at the Havana airport and is now being welcomed by a 21-gun salute and marching bands. Thousands of Cubans are lining the streets, eager to greet the pontiff. I'm now joined live by our correspondent Tom Gibb in Havana, and he's at the airport. Tom, what's the scene at the airport?
The Pope arrived about 5 minutes ago. He climbed down the stairs very slowly, and then he was greeted by Fidel Castro. They shook hands. He then went and met various other officials of the Cuban government, the Vice President Carlos Laje, and they're now both standing in front of the chairs that have been set out. The band has been playing the Cuban national anthem, and there's been a full salute, military salute, and the sound that you can hear in the background is of the honor guard. They've actually got wooden rifles instead of real ones, greeting the Pope at the airport.